Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tomorrow, Governor Baker is expected to reveal specifics on Phase 2 of his plan to reopen the Massachusetts economy. Those details come as we learn that the NBA and the Celtics will begin playing again in late July. What those two things have in common is the close involvement of Steve Pagliuca, who's co-owner of the Celtics and an advisor to Governor Baker on reopening. And Steve joins us now. Good morning, Steve, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's great to be here, Bob.
First, the state economy, Steve. You assembled a task force of executives and healthcare leaders on behalf of the Massachusetts High Technology Council to investigate reopening strategies for the state. So what do you expect to hear from Governor Baker tomorrow about Phase 2 of the reopening?
I think the governor will say proceed with caution, and I think that's the right thing to do. There's been many positive developments, but we're not out of the woods yet on this, and the key is to prevent another big recurrence of COVID.
How do you think Phase 1 of the reopening has gone so far?
You know, my observation from from the outside is that it's going well. We learn more every day. The Mass High Tech Council started this study about 8 or 9 weeks ago, and every day there's more data coming in. And so far we've learned that about two-thirds of the deaths in Massachusetts have been from nursing homes. So I think there's been a renewed focus on keeping those safe, which will be really important. Amazingly, 99.6% or so of the deaths at Mass General have been people over 60 and 95% over 70. So the disease is actually, making a toll on the older generation. In terms of testing, the state's building up lots of testing. New exciting news on that, the Broad is ramping up testing. A company called Ginkgo is looking at many, many tests that can possibly use a genetic coding to do it, CRISPR. Throughout the nation, we've learned there's 700 other kind of testing companies springing up with isothermal tests, which may be cheaper and quicker tests. So positive news on the testing front. And more studies have come out on the importance of wearing masks. Masks are very preventative. The countries that have used masks have not seen large rates of infection. The ones that have not used masks as much have seen larger rates. So a combination of masks, distancing, and hygiene has been very effective. So I'm hopeful that will continue to work in Boston and Massachusetts. People comply. And then finally, reasonably good news as well on developments on therapeutics and vaccines. Mass General is, I think, doing an unprecedented amount of clinical trials, 15 clinical trials or so, on repurposed drugs that may work. And they're hopeful that some cocktail of drugs can kind of put this virus at bay and stop the death rate. There's 101 companies now in the world pursuing vaccines, and many are down the track, further down the track than I think they thought they'd be, 8 weeks ago. So positive developments, but I still think proceed with caution, and the virus is not defeated, and we've got to keep that R factor, below one so it doesn't spread again.
All right, I want to ask about basketball in a minute, but first a quick answer to this question. Beyond preventing, hopefully won't happen, a second wave of coronavirus, what's the chief challenge facing Massachusetts businesses right now?
I think the biggest challenge is for those businesses that have a customer-facing, like restaurants and hotels, to reconfigure the spaces and figure out a new economic model for the short term until we can get these therapeutics and vaccines in there to solve the problem for the long term. So those industries have been devastated. There has to be a focus on takeout, a focus on how you reconfigure the spaces. There's some data that's come out from Hong Kong and restaurants on how they've reconfigured. So that's going to be one of the toughest challenges for them to rebound.
Okay, now to basketball. The Celtics and 21 other teams are going to pick up the season in July. Tell us about the plan.
Well, we're very excited. The NBA announced yesterday a 22-team format. The goals of the tournament is for safety for the players, and it's going to be ring-fenced in Orlando. So just to players and staff and to maximize safety. But they've got a great facility down there. They've got to negotiate. All that's not done yet, but hopefully we'll be able to start up soon. The 22 teams came about from the principle of allowing six clubs who were less than five games out, had we completed the season, to have a chance to play in the playoffs. So it'll be really interesting, really competitive to see who those 16 teams will be. And it'll follow the classic 8-8 East format after a set of seeding games, eight seeding games. So our team is very excited to get back into action, and you know, our players are chomping to get back out there.
What medical protocols will be in place for the players and the officials?
Well, Adam Silver and the NBA staff have done an amazing job. David Weiss, the chief medicine person there, has scoured the world and learned more about testing, has all materials from all over the world. And so they'll be testing, social distancing, all the protocols to keep people safe and stop the spread of the virus. That'll be the number one priority. So they've got an extensive program of you know, housing people apart, having enough testing for everybody coming in, as the players will come in over a 3-day process, again, to minimize crowding and maximize the social distancing. There'll be hygiene protocols, and their number one priority is to keep everyone involved in putting the games on safe.
All right, and what we have not said is that what this means is that there won't be any basketball at the Boston Garden until next season. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, next season's projected in these plans to start in December. But obviously what Adam always says, and the right thing to do, is he's got to look at the data day by day. This could change, but that's the plan right now with the facts that he has right now.
All right, Steve Pagliuca, co-owner of the Boston Celtics and an advisor to Governor Baker on the phased reopening of the state. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Good to hear from you, Steve.
Great to be here. Thanks very much.